You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The police have announced a new phased approach to attending lesser mental health related call-outs that are not of high risk or are related to crime, with the next phase aimed at handing over these responsibilities to health staff. The first phase is beginning this month, with the fourth and final phase set to begin from July to September 2025. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa, in a statement, says police received one mental health call-out every 7 minutes, taking up 500,000 hours of police frontline time per year, of which of these call-outs only 11% are given a priority response. I spoke to Associate Professor in the School of Health at the University of Waikato, Sarah Gordon, about what this phased approach will look like heading forward. Police will be implementing a phased approach to withdrawing from mental health-related call-outs that aren't related with crime or a level of high risk. The first phase is set to begin this month and will be completed by September next year. For those who are unaware, what will this approach look like?
So the police have advised that they are taking a four-phased approach to reducing their response to mental health call-outs. And today that starts with them introducing a higher threshold of risk before committing staff to responding to requests for mental health transportation or attendance at mental health facilities. And then when they get to the other phases, they have plans to, for example, reduce the time they may be waiting with someone at an A&E department.
What is the current approach looking like in comparison to what will change with this phased approach?
Well, police at the moment have a very high demand in terms of responding to people experiencing mental distress. So they are trying to reduce that demand on their part. But it's also quite significant change for people experiencing mental distress themselves and their whānau, so they can experience engagement with the police in a negative manner as degrading, discriminatory and traumatic. So it'll be change for everyone involved.
What have the past implications been like regarding police attending mental health call-outs?
Well, police can respond in a positive manner, and we certainly do not say that all police responses are not good or that they impact negatively on people, but just the fact that, for example, police engagement involves police uniforms, the use of police cars, and at its most extreme, it can involve, you know, the use of handcuffs and cells and that kind of thing. And obviously, that if you're already experiencing a high level of distress, those things can be additionally distressing. And people can often experience it as the criminalisation of their distress.
Are there any concerns with this phased approach? Could more be done to support those grappling with mental health related concerns regarding this?
We do have concerns. So apart from the details of the police reducing demand, we have absolutely no details about what the support in its place will be, what it will look like, how it will operate, for example, how will people access it. The fact that we don't have that information with the police commencing phase one of their transition today should be a concern to everyone, in my opinion.
And have we seen similar approaches in countries overseas?
Yes, so there's definitely different ways that people or the police go about managing this demand. There's a model called the Crisis Intervention Team, and this is where a group of police receive additional training and they then are the ones responsible for attending to mental health related call-outs. There is also what's known as co-response models, and these typically involve teams of police, a mental health nurse and a paramedic working together to respond. The issue with those types of responses are that they still involve the police, and we know that they don't have to, and that, as I have already said, this can be experienced as degrading, discriminatory and traumatic. What we are seeing more of most recently is this approach that is now being taken by the New Zealand Police, where they are putting lines in the sand and proceeding to reduce response. I think it's really important that these lines in the sand for police reducing services must correspond to others being prepared and having the ability to increase service, and these services actually need to be in place, not just there being a vague plan for this to happen at some time.
That was Associate Professor in the School of Health at the University of Waikato, Sarah Gordon, about the police implementing a phased approach to mental health call-outs that are not of high risk or relate to crime.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.